Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what up, kid?
Woo! How you doing, man? Doing good, buddy. Doing good. But you know what? I'm in the mood for. I'm in the mood sports, for sports. Maybe? Yes, sports. Oh, yes, hey. Very much so.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So when it becomes game time, you have all the delicious Bud Light you can drink responsibly, of course. So, yeah, Bud Distributing, getting you taken care of. Hit us with it.
Hey, Bud. All right, let's kick it off. NFL, there was a game last night. New England, L.A., in L.A. New England losing 3-24. Listen to this. Patriots' 17-year streak of 10-plus wins ends with Thursday night football loss to the Rams last night. That's funny. Huh. Why? What's different about the Patriots? Oh, yeah, that's right. MFing Tom Brady is not there.
You lost Gronk. You lost Brady. Do they still have Edelman there?
Edelman's still there, I believe.
Is he?
I believe so.
I never liked Edelman. Anyway.
You know, so all of you guys out there who are like, there's not, just because he plays for Bill Belichick is the only reason. Bill Belichick has a phenomenal, or I wouldn't say phenomenal QB, a sizable QB.
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it. It's a brand new year. It's tough to get things rolling. But I'm not saying Bill Belichick's bad. But all of you guys out there that were saying the only reason Tom Brady is good is because of Bill Belichick. Get out of here. Right there.
Get out of here.
17-year streak of 10-plus wins ends last night. So shut up.
Is that against L.A., you mean?
No, that was just they won 10 games every single year for 17 years.
Wow. Oh, that okay, that makes sense. That's a stat, bro.
It's a stat.
That is a stat, bro.
So,
yeah, nice.
There you go. Moving on, college football. Louisiana State University has been dealing with a bunch of rule violations at the school. So, as punishment, the football team decided to self-impose a ban on going to bowl games this year. That's kind of nice, except the LSU is a disaster this season with a 3-5 record. Wouldn't be going to a bowl game anyway. So, sweet ban, self-imposed ban. You know?
No. We're not doing it. We decided not to be a part of it. Yeah, because your
people
record
over
set.
On the other side, like, you weren't going anyway.
No. It's because we said we didn't want to. That's why.
Right. Didn't say that in the beginning of the season, did you?
Yeah.
Pro football, Colin Kaepernick. You know, I know that guy.
Oh, yeah.
He now has his own flavor, his own Ben & Jerry's flavor. The non-dairy dessert has been named Change the World, spelled W-H-I-R-L-E-D, Change the World. It's made with a vegan sunflower butter base and features caramel and fudge chips along with swirls of graham crackers and chocolate chips. Ravioli? Holy cannoli.
Boy, that sounds like garbage, just like his playing at the end of his career.
It does sound like garbage, doesn't it? Give me some ice cream. No, I'm not going to eat ice cream to be healthy, guys.
I want everyone to realize, when I knock on Colin Kaepernick, it has nothing to do with him kneeling. It has nothing political. Uh-huh. There's nothing race-related behind it. I dislike Colin Kaepernick because he was garbage at the end of his career. Everyone forgets that he got benched. All right, he was benched. He had a great start, believe me. And a lot of people thought, oh, my God, this guy's the future of quarterbacks. He was crushing people. Mm-hmm. But then he got benched. He got benched for Garoppolo, for God's sakes.
For God's sakes. I was never a fan of the way he threw the ball either.
No.
He drops the ball to his hip and then brings it way over the top. You know, it's just.
He threw it like a guy who would put his name on vegan-made ice cream, all right? That's how he threw it. Garbage.
Garbage. So there you go. That's the sports this morning.
Good enough for me. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Green words is to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Make a power. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. folks. Happy Friday. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, what's going on?
What's up?
A little bit later on, actually coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we are kicking off another week for you to win something really awesome where you don't even need to leave your house. That's how cool it is. I won.
The money is mine, and I got the money.
Well, it's actually not money. What it is something even better. It is the 2021 WIRX poster calendar.
Nice.
And Hunter is going to be chatting with Katie from Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford in just a little bit, starting in the 8 o'clock hour. They're going to be kind of taking over and telling you all about Smith Indoor Garden. Also, where you need to go for your chance to get the 2021 poster calendar sent right to your door. That's right. You don't even need to leave your house. So so stick around for all the details on that, like I said, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, though, we got to do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light so you can watch your favorite team at home while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets, hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
Hey, here's a guy who wants to talk about football.
New England last night playing L.A. in L.A., losing to the Rams, 3-24 to be exact. Patriots 17-year streak of 10 plus wins ends with Thursday night football.
Thursday night football
against the Rams. So you know what, all you guys, Tom Brady is nothing without Bill Belichick. He could never play football anywhere else ever because Bill Belichick. You know what? First year that Bill Belichick hasn't had a 10 plus wins in a season. What's different about this year?
It's not because of Brady. It's because of Gronk. It's not because of Gronk. Brady's nothing.
Suck it.
What a chump.
Suck it. I love that for some reason. I like the Patriots, and I like Bill Belichick. I still think he's probably the greatest coach, man. Even though, okay, he might cheat a little bit, but everybody does, so shut up.
Yeah.
College football. Louisiana State University has been dealing with a bunch of rule violations at the school. So, as punishment, the football team decided to self-impose a ban on going to a bowl game this year. Well, that's nice, except LSU is a disaster this season with a 3-5 record and wouldn't be going to a bowl game anyway.
No. We've decided we're gonna take the high road and we're gonna excuse ourselves from the bowl games this year.
You know what? Better yet, we're not gonna win most of the games this season because we don't want to put anybody else at risk by going to a bowl game. That's what I would say.
Yeah,
we're losing on purpose. We don't want to put anybody in danger. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving on, more pro football news. Colin Kaepernick now has his own Ben and Jerry's flavor, the non-dairy dessert. It's been named Change the World, which is spelled WHIRLED, Change the World. It's made of a vegan sunflower butter base and features caramel and fudge chips along with swirls of graham crackers and chocolate chips. Ravioli? Holy cannoli.
It sounds like garbage.
Oh, Hank.
That does not sound good.
It's garbage, yeah. Just like his football. Go ahead, do your rant again about why he left football.
Well, yeah, like I said last hour, is that, folks, when we rag on Colin Kaepernick, it has nothing to do with the political stance, him kneeling. It's not race-related. It's the fact that everyone's getting all bent out of shape, but people forget he got benched for garbage play. All right?
Yeah.
Garoppolo was playing over top Colin Kaepernick. All right? His play was garbage. All right?
Garbage.
Everyone forgets he didn't get benched because he was kneeling. He didn't get benched he got benched because he was playing garbage football.
So, oh, yeah, that's right. And he had an NFL tryout not too long ago and still didn't get picked because he's garbage.
Garbage.
So there you go.
And now his ice cream is garbage. That's right.
Right, for God's sake.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.